There are many ways to mark the end of life, from a full funeral ceremony to a wake to cremation. This week, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich filed this story about efforts to create a green cemetery in Northwest Arkansas.
We're on a four-wheeler 12 miles southwest of Fayetteville with Vicki Kelly. She's lived out here on the land for 2 decades. She's driving us through the forest on an old trace up the mountain to Droke House.
The 40 acres here is landlocked.
And Vicki Kelly seeks to unlock this estate and transform it into an alternative green burial grounds. Finally arrive at Droke House, a sprawling faux Fayjones structure built out of wood and stone.
On the top of this house at the, I guess this would be the east end, is a dome which actually opens across the top and rotates to track the stars.
James Droke was the grandson of University of Arkansas Dean George Wesley Droke, an early 20th century professor of math, logic, and astronomy. He died in the autumn of 1936. James Droke and his wife Kay resided in Arlington, Texas, but vacationed here on this mountaintop estate they named Windcrest, constructed in the mid-20th century. An amateur astronomer, he later built an observatory for use by University of Arkansas research scientists on the north wing of his home, complete with a 16-inch reflecting telescope. The Drokes were childless and willed their estate and observatory to the University of Arkansas Foundation in 1976, transferable upon their death. That occurred 5 years ago, but the house has stood empty for more than 20 years. We climb up into the observatory's equatorial room, the telescope long gone, the dome still intact.
The observatory is only accessible from the exterior of the building. But nothing feels more womb-like than a circular embrace.
Vicki Kelly envisions families in mourning gathering here, looking up to the heavens after laying their loved ones to rest in the earth just down the mountain. We wander through the empty 1960s-era house, walking on original vintage orange floral carpeting, past the kitchen's burnt orange enameled appliances, into the great room. It has a dome ceiling, an immense stone fireplace, surrounded by 40 acres of forest.
So many people have shifted in the past generation, and I was one among them. When I lost my son, he was cremated. It was considered sacrilegious by some in my family, but I was very clear that that was a wiser use of green space than traditional burial as we had known it.
The typical casket and hermetically sealed concrete vault surrounding it can take up to as much as 50 cubic feet, so cremation seemed a better option to Kelly until she discovered natural burial.
If you rolled back the sod of a traditional cemetery, you've got a parking lot of vaults over caskets. And it took us a while to get from that model to let's do cremation, wiser use of green space. This is yet the next step.
Vicki Kelly has been an environmental advocate and festival organizer for the past 25 years, but now she's devoting the rest of her life to home death care. And if she manages to get this green cemetery off the ground, the deceased would be prepared by a professional mortician off-premises without embalming fluid, formaldehyde is toxic to the environment, then transported here for final viewing and interment.
This is what we who are desiring to be informed and enlightened and environmentally conscious need to hear, need to give some thought to, need to get our heads around, and move to the natural burial movement.
The former Droke residence and grounds are a perfect sacred space, she says, for natural burial. We walk outside, the sun low on the western horizon, where Kelly points to the future cemetery grounds.
The unique thing about a natural burial is most people assume that, you know, you've heard the term 6 feet under. Well, in natural burial, it's only about 3 foot deep because you want the body to decompose. You want the worms to find you. Now, what's interesting also about a natural cemetery is there are no grave markers. All of the records are kept by GPS points. So you could actually be in China and zero in by satellite and meditate beside grandma's grave, because you're going to find it through the GPS systems.
Of course, Evergreen Cemetery has its own set of practices, and some do allow grave markers made out of natural local stone. This project, with limited financial resources, Vicki Kelly's looking for both financial investors and donors to purchase the property and plan the cemetery as a nonprofit. The board would hire a manager, gravedigger, groundskeeper, as well as sales and administrative staff. Income would derive from cemetery plot sales, as well as special events hosted on the grounds. Her role, Vicki Kelly said, would be a spokesperson, educator, and good neighbor. The Droke Estate is currently for sale by the University of Arkansas Foundation, listed as commercial real estate. Vicki Kelly's met with county zoning officials as well as the fire marshal and has been providing tours to interested prospects.
If we're going for the certifications that are awarded by the Green Cemetery Council, we do have to follow certain criteria. And that council says there can be no non-native plants introduced to the landscape. We do not bury in rows. You know, you fit bodies between tree roots and various techniques that make it the least invasive for the natural setting as possible. My actual deep, true heart says, I want to own a couple of mules that pull those bodies in on a wagon. I don't see why we would have to have a hearse do a job in the woods that my team of mules could do, and even working that into the business plan and see if that'll fly, but it's part of my vision.
This would be the first nonprofit green cemetery project of its kind in Arkansas. The first natural burial ground in the U.S. opened in 1998 in South Carolina. Today, 37 have been certified in 23 states, including Missouri. Bowser Family Funeral Home in Mena is the only provider in Arkansas with Green Burial Council certification. In a phone conversation with owner Brian Bowser, he said all funeral homes have historically offered direct burial, no embalming in a decomposing casket. And while certain cemeteries require a concrete vault, no state law mandates it. As for Vicki Kelly, she's joined the National Home Funeral Alliance and is training to become a home funeral consultant, assisting families with staging after-death rituals, filing necessary paperwork, and legally transporting their deceased for natural burial. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.